Hiya, pals, and welcome to the show. I am, of course, the Wolf of Disney, and as always, we are joined by our good friend, the Wookiee. This podcast is live on all of your favorite listening apps like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and, of course, our main platform, Anchor. Wolfpack, the first thing I want to do before you start listening to this episode is just simply quickly apologize. The audio is a little bit more echoey than normal. We did our best. I did my best to try to get as much of that echoiness out. But there were three of us in this particular segment. So I'm really excited to share with you. We had Mr. Ryan McClellan, and Ryan is one of those people that I think is in every sort of group that is just full of knowledge and just has really great trivia facts. And that is just simply something that I'm not very good at, and as we'll come to find out, the Wookiee is actually pretty good. I got to give him a pretty good handle on this. So this was a really fun episode. We came in at just about a little over an hour and a half. So find a spot somewhere in between to take a quick break. Actually, it's really quite funny. Ryan says at one point, Mr. McClellan, Ryan says, "Hey, do we need to take a break at some point?" And we're like, "Nah, we're good. Don't worry about it. Just keep on trucking along." And that probably would have been a good spot to maybe take a break. I could have recouped a little bit and tried to figure out some of these questions that were going to be coming at me. But at the end of the day, Wolfpack, this was a lot of fun. There's some really funny moments within this episode. So hopefully you all get a good laugh and play along. Score it for yourself and see how you did. I'll be honest, I'm not entirely sure how the Game Master put together the scoring. But I also want to point out, in re-listening to this, there was a moment where I had something very correct indeed. And if I'm hoping that our Game Master, Mr. Ryan McClellan, will take this into account, because I won't give it away. But if you go and listen to the Aladdin section, there is a part that I say the correct number, but I was told that it was incorrect. So I don't know that it would really change the whole outcome. However, it probably would have given me that little extra boost. Either way, Wolfpack, please go enjoy this video. This podcast. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you on the tail end of this. Hiya, pals, and welcome to the show. I am, of course, the Wolf of Disney, and we are joined by our good pal, the Wookiee. Friends, this podcast is live on all of your favorite listening apps like Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and, of course, our main platform,
Anchor.
Friends, I am excited to welcome into the Wolf Den Mr. Ryan McClellan, who is a coworker of ours, and he has become a friend of the show. And when we first started our podcast, Mr. Wookiee, he was one of the folks that was like, "I would love to pin the two of you against one another to just see who has the most Disney knowledge." And we sort of talked about this episode maybe a couple weeks ago. We sort of built it up a little bit, and Ryan is here now joining us. And I'm going to welcome you to the show, Mr. Ryan, and I really appreciate your time. And to talk about a little bit what we're going to be doing today. Right,
so I put together kind of a quiz for you. I don't know too much about Disney, kind of coming into this. So it's going to be kind of all over the place, which is definitely something that I was going to do this again. I would definitely want to narrow it down. So it's going to be all over the place. It's not just going to be about things that I know you know. In fact, I put some questions specifically because I'm pretty sure you don't know them. All right. So the way we were going to begin, as we discussed, is a wager round. So each of you has brought an item. The criteria was what you consider the most quintessential Disney item. So basically, you have to sell me on that, and whoever wins the game overall is going to get the other one's wagered item. So let me start with you, Gordon. What did you bring?
I brought my autograph book. Very cool. So this, I found, it has literally autographs. I've had this since October of 1998, and I have every autograph here dated. I have family members who wrote in here. I have Cinderella right there, Goofy, Donald, Mickey, Chip, Dale. I mean, you name it. Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I got it all. Eeyore.
Nice.
So I think this is just like, in terms of quintessential item, this has a lot of sentimental value. I mean, even if you look at the back, the price sticker says $5. For sure they sell this for like $30 now. So I don't know. I think this is kind of a bargain. I think this has got a lot of memories with it.
Sure.
Yeah. This is like you get in line, you meet that character, but then you also get an autograph and date it, and then you can kind of look back and you know, kind of reminisce a little bit. So I thought in terms of quintessential, this was the one.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you, because I'm going to win that, I think. So to go off my quintessential item that just speaks Disney, I brought over my Magic Band. This is the Magic Band that my wife actually got me for our wedding. And what I can tell you is the Magic Band is so much more, this particular Magic Band is so much more than just the Magic Band that allows me into my room when I go to the Magic Kingdom. It allows me into all the parks. It has my credit card and debit card information on it as well. So this to me is so much more than just that. This was sort of my ticket into my relationship almost in a way. The Magic Band, like we look forward so much, Jennifer and I, to receiving our Magic Bands when we get them, that it just becomes the most magical moment almost is when you get those Magic Bands delivered to your home and open up the box. And I mean, you know what it's going to be, but it's just super duper exciting. And this one actually has Wally and Eve on it. And when Jennifer and I first started our relationship, I was the Wally of the relationship. I did everything I could to impress her, and she probably could have cared less, very much like Eve. And she just simply, you know, stole my heart the moment I saw her, very much like Wally and Eve. And she got me this when we went down on our honeymoon. And I actually have, you know, I got one for her as well. That was Carl and Ellie. So she is definitely, you know, my Ellie. So an adventure is out there. So we go out and try to find adventure every time. So whenever we get to take these sort of off of our wall and put them onto our wrists and head down to Orlando and to Disney World, it's one of the most quintessential items before we leave. We got to make sure we have our Magic Band. So that is what I'm putting up on the table against your autograph book. Which I will say.
So you're saying that if he wins, he gets to take that.
I am.
That is,
you're not taking it, but yeah.
I mean, listen. I mean, at the end of the day, you're
you
on the
don't
side.
Get to just claim Wally and up. Like that's not fair. You
are. I didn't. Said, no. I didn't. I just said we have another one.
All right. Well, this has everything. I mean, I got Baloo, Prince Charming, Eeyore,
yeah.
Tigger.
Oh, it's very cool.
Rafiki. Yeah. I mean, I got all the movies. That's just one. Dad. That's just one movie. Yeah, I got messages from Dad from 1998. That's when
cool.
I was even 5. I
didn't
think I could read this.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. It really is nice.
Buzz and Woody.
But here's the thing. Are you bringing that every time you go? Is it that,
yes.
Is it that
yep.
quintessential?
Absolutely.
What's the most recent name you have in there? And then when's it dated?
A long time ago.
Well, there we go.
I don't know. I do like the idea. It is kind of cute. Do you mind reading out one of those messages from your dad?
Not particularly, but my words could never tell you what my heart feels for you. All my love, Daddy.
Aww.
1998.
Yes.
So I think I win. I like it.
See, I like the confidence. I really do.
So here's what I'm going to do. I was going to total 5 points.
Yep.
I'm gonna go 3 to Gorman, 2 to you.
All right.
Yes.
That's how it works. You're gonna need all the points you can get.
Oh, baby, I'm winning.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, this is now it all comes down to how much you know.
Knowledge. You thought you had that too.
Listen, I still got 2 points out. You get 5.
Listen, yeah, it could have gone a lot differently.
Could have gone a lot differently.
All right. So, figure best place to start off. Classic Disney.
Yes.
So, who is the oldest Disney character in continual use?
Are we going, like, how do we buzz in?
I mean, we don't have actual buzzers. So
yeah, but I'm saying, like, we take turns.
I mean, for this, you can just kind of say the answer.
Yeah, whoever says it first.
So remind me again of the question. I just need a reason.
So the question is, who's the oldest Disney character in continual use? So that means that's not going to be like some Disney character that like they used once in like the 30s and never been heard from again. It's going to be the oldest character that Disney still uses on a fairly regular basis.
Gotcha.
Like an animated character.
Animated character. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Not like the voice actor.
No, I mean a voice actor is not going to be a character.
I know. But I have
I'm with you. Take on. All right. So I believe I have my answer. And I think my answer will be very
so I think I got it. Yeah.
So if you guys want to hint, it's I've listened to your podcast a few times. I've never heard you guys mention this character.
I think I got it.
All right. Start with Winnie the Pooh isn't originally a Disney character.
Snow White.
No.
It's not
going to be any of the Disney royalty. It's actually Pete, you know, like Goofy's neighbor.
Oh,
yeah.
The big bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So Pete.
Mario Luke's ass.
Interesting. So, okay.
Yeah. So now he's Goofy's neighbor. He's originally was created in like 1925. Now he's a cat, but what kind of animal was he originally?
Who, Pete?
Yeah. They switched. So
was
him to being a cat because
now he's a dog.
No, he is a cat, like I just said.
Okay.
So, but originally he was a different animal. They changed him to being a cat because Mickey's like bad guy. So cat versus mouse. But what was he originally?
A cow?
No.
A mouse?
No.
Darn. We're pretty bad.
he was a bear.
Up there.
Up there. Interesting.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm still winning.
1 point.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. So, which Disney character has the record for most appearances in Disney produced films? So, obviously, we're not talking like any sort of knockoffs or anything like that, but Disney produced films.
Which character has come up in the most Disney produced films?
Appeared, yeah.
Wow. Goodness.
Like shorts or like actual film full features?
Kind of all over. Not like short shorts, but I'm not talking like, you know, the little interlude ones that you see before movies. I'm talking like actual films.
Interesting.
And keep in mind it's Disney produced films. Not all of Disney's films were produced to like be shown in movie theaters and things like that.
Hmm.
And this is animated?
Yes.
Donald Duck?
Correct. Donald Duck is the answer.
Damn. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Let's go.
How many points is that?
2 points.
So
2 points, right. And then now there's a follow-up question now, which is, what's Donald Duck's middle name?
Oh, goodness. Oh, my God. I know it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Is it
Malachi?
No.
I'm just shooting for the stars there.
Same number of syllables.
Donald. I want to say it's Wilson.
It's not.
No.
That's not the same.
It's a wicked old-timey name. It's Fauntleroy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we would have never got that.
I would have got
that. It was on the tip of your tongue, I thought.
No, but actually, so if you want a bonus 5 points, what does his middle name have to do with his appearance?
What's his middle name?
Fauntleroy. I guarantee you, you're probably not going to get the bonus.
Yeah. Is it a color?
What?
Listen, I'm just taking a guess.
All right, I'll give you a hint. It originally comes from a character called Little Lord Fauntleroy, and it's wearing what's called a Fauntleroy
suit. His temper.
No, he's wearing a Fauntleroy suit.
Okay.
Which is like the big, wide collar, big bow. You know, basically what Donald Duck wears is like a navy version of a Fauntleroy suit.
We should definitely dumb these questions down.
All right.
That's okay. We're good. Right.
Who's winning?
Me.
Wolf.
No.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Good. What was Goofy's original name?
Harold.
No.
Okay. I was just guessing.
Goofy was. See, I want to say Gerald, but that's definitely not right. I'll lock it in Gerald.
It was Diddy Dog, and Dog is spelled D-A-W-G, you know, like you would like Snoop Dogg or anything.
Yeah, you see D-A-W-G in the parks here and there. Yep, you do.
Okay. Hot dog. I've never seen that before.
All right, so speaking of Goofy, so in cartoon series and, you know, a Goofy movie, Goofy lives in Spoonerville. When we see the map in a Goofy movie, where is Spoonerville? Because Goofy holds up the map with the route that they're going to be taking across country, shows exactly where Spoonerville is.
I haven't seen the Goofy movie in so long.
Well, it's too bad. It's a great movie.
Yeah. It was one of our guests, Brian Cantana, one of his favorites. He probably knows this answer. He's screaming at us right now. This is a place within a actual place. It's an actual place in the world.
Spoonerville itself is not, but when you look at it on the map, it's in the United States, and there is an actual place there.
Missouri?
Nope.
Darn.
Is it in the Northeast?
It's east of the Mississippi. Southwest of where we are in like Mass. I'm not at time yet on that one. It's Ohio.
How was you gonna say that?
Yeah, it was on the tip of your tongue. It was. Yeah. No, it's in Ohio around where Athens, Ohio is, if you're familiar with Ohio.
Okay.
All right, so which of these is a fake character from Goof Troop, the TV series? All right. I'm gonna read out you bunch of different character names, and you have to tell me which one is the fake one.
Okay. Goof Troop.
All right. So first one is Coop Hatchback. Second one is Leech. Big Boy Bandit. The Great Garbanzo. Mr. Massive. Or Myron the Bulk.
Mr. Massive doesn't sound right.
I'm going to agree. Mr. Massive was the one that caught me off guard there.
That's correct. The real name is Mr. Huge.
Yeah. Boom! Disney smart, baby! Yeah!
All right, so after that, score is currently 5-6. Ethan's in the lead. All right, here's more of a Disney philosophical question.
Ooh,
why can Goofy speak with Pluto Camp?
So I think the answer is a little...
I'll give you points if you get like a roundabout
explanation. So because Pluto's a pet and Goofy's not.
But why is one dog a pet and the other one's not? Like what is, there's more of a distinction than that.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, but I don't make those decisions. Though.
I don't know.
Because one wears gloves and the other one doesn't.
That's close, yeah. So basically there are two different types of animal characters within Disney. There are animals and there are animal humans.
Gotcha.
So like Goofy would be an animal human. He speaks, he wears clothing.
Mickey Mouse.
So the distinction the easiest way to point it out, I usually think of is when you're watching Cinderella, there are the birds who interact with Cinderella who don't speak, don't wear clothes, but then there are the mice that do speak and wear clothes.
Right.
There's that kind of level of difference.
Hmm.
So.
I guess I get the point.
Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Even though you already given an answer,
I expanded on the answer.
He expanded on the answer. I hadn't given the answer.
You're right.
He gets the point.
Isn't that 2 points?
Fine. Yes, 2 points. You are now in the lead by one.
Yes.
Yes.
This is fun.
I'll give you the third column for questions neither one of you get.
Yeah,
see which one wins. All right. So Pluto the dog is named after Pluto the planet. It's named basically
planetoid.
Dwarf planet, whatever we want to call it now.
It's no longer.
It's not a planet. It's smaller than the moon.
I get a point for that.
No.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I might, if you keep throwing out the interesting stuff, I might give you an extra point every once in a while. As long as it moves the podcast along. All right, so what is longer, the time Pluto has been a Disney character or the time it takes for Pluto to orbit the sun?
Oh. Wow, this is definitely a
Pluto better character.
I'm going to say Pluto the planet.
Pluto the planet or the sun. So Pluto's been the character for roughly 90 years, and Pluto's orbit takes 247 years.
That's right.
All right.
Not my.
Do you want to? So Ethan got the points on that. Ethan for bonus point.
Ooh. Oh, what?
What's long? What was longer? The time that Pluto was a planet between it's being discovered and then reclassified as not being a planet, or the time it takes for. Or the time it takes for Pluto to orbit the sun.
Interesting. I'm going to say, I don't get the guess on this.
No, because I got the Pluto question.
Okay, but I know if he gets it wrong, I'll let you take the point.
Still, yeah. That's fine. It is the length.
Because
so the question was, what is longer?
Yeah, the time that Pluto was a planet or the time then.
I'm going to say the time it takes for it to go around the Earth.
And that's correct.
That's what I was going to say.
Because Pluto was named after the recently discovered planet of Pluto.
Oh, yeah. On a roll. All
right. So technically speaking, Pluto isn't the only Pluto in the Disney universe. Who's the other?
Was he in the Goofy movie, Pluto?
No. I mean, like, there's another character that is technically named, is technically Pluto, but is not that particular Pluto.
I'm not sure.
Well, think of the name. Pluto. Who else has that name? Who else might have that name? What is Pluto named after?
A planet.
And what's that planet named after? Where all the planets named after, except for Earth.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Greek god.
Yeah, well.
Greek mythology.
And then
Hercules from that movie.
Pluto.
No, it's.
Final answer. Hercules.
No, because Hercules isn't a god. It's Hades.
Hades. Final answer.
Hades is the.
Give it to us.
No, Hades is the Greek version of Pluto. Or basically, Greek to Roman.
Did not know that. I didn't go to school very much, so. Okay.
Well, I mean, I get that. I was a BNC student myself. I wasn't like all A's. But okay. So, all right. Since you guys have seen the movie, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So, what is Hades' three-headed dog name?
Cerberus.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. What Lion King character makes a brief appearance in Hercules?
Scar. I got it.
Born again?
Yes. The headdress.
Yes. That's right. Who voiced Hades?
Jeremy Irons.
No.
Wait, Hades? Oh, sorry. I was thinking Scar.
Oh.
Hades is. James Woods.
Yeah. Yes.
There you go.
Good job. I couldn't remember his name.
All right. So,
Family Guy got me on that one.
Family Guy comes in.
All right, I'm up by a lot now, right?
Yeah, you're a little bit. All right.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Pop. Sorry.
Right. So, what should the movie Hercules have been named, and what should Hercules be called? Because it's the most glaring thing about that movie that irks me, because everything is Greek, but then they call him Hercules. What should they have called him?
What do you mean by that? I don't understand the question.
So, Hercules is about a real, a mythical,
figure
who's a hero, son of a demigod.
Yeah.
But his name isn't actually Hercules. Well, in the Greek version of it, it's not Hercules. What should it have been called?
Achilles.
No. Achilles is the guy who got dipped into sticks and ends up dying from his knee.
What should Hercules have been called?
Had a bunch of different, tasks he had to do. Right, I'm going to time to get that on
this.
It's Heracles.
Oh.
Heracles is the name. And who is Heracles and or Hercules, whichever you want to call him? Who are his parents?
Zeus and Aphrodite.
Ethan, what's your answer?
Zeus and isn't it Helena?
No. So you know, both have one right, which is Zeus. But I was trying to get you guys to say Hera, because Hera's not actually.
I was close with.
So Hera's not actually his mom. So actually, Hera's the one who, in the story, tries to kill him.
Oh.
Because she doesn't like the fact that it's Zeus and what's her name? Alcmena, which I think is the name of his mom on Earth.
Okay.
So that's who his lineage is, and then Hera tries to kill her, and it doesn't work out.
How do the points play out there?
The points play out that I'm going to give you both one because you got Zeus.
Okay.
All right. So in the movie Hercules, I promise you this is the last Hercules question. Which of the 12 labors of Hercules, or maybe Heracles, are depicted in the film? So you see him doing a bunch of different tasks. Which of those labors did he do in the movie? They show four. They mention two. So, and there's six others, but.
Like quests?
Or yeah, like, basically, like little quests or tasks he has to accomplish.
You're going to kill it on this one.
They show him in the movie.
I still don't fully understand.
All right.
So he does six things. I have to give you six answers right now.
In the story of Hercules or Heracles, he has 12 labors that he has to accomplish. I'm going to not let you get this one anymore. One of them is like.
No, hold on. I got it. All right. So it's like defeating enemies.
Defeating enemies, some of them are more mundane, honestly.
Okay, but, so taking down Medusa.
That's not even perfectly. That's a different
dream. Like, okay. Taking down the centaur.
Nope, that's not one.
Okay, the dragon with multiple heads.
Which is called a
Leviathan.
No, it's called a Hydra, but that is one of them. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Shooting the shot put and doing like the different like Olympiad.
Nope.
Okay.
Defeating Hades.
That's not one. All right, so I'm just gonna.
Hold on. Give me a second.
I think
from zero to
yeah. Keep thinking animals, because most of them are animals. So, what animals do you see him taking down?
Yeah, the centaur, the hydra. Centaur wasn't one of them. That big four-legged thing.
Was there a snake?
There's not. It's not. There's no centaur. There's a boar. I'm not gonna try to pronounce these. There's like the Nemean lion. He has to capture a small boar. He also has to slay
the boar. Yeah.
He has to slay the Symphalian birds. Those are the ones they show while they're singing the song. They mention cleaning the Augean stables, which he had to do in one day, and he had to steal Hippolyta's girdle, which it's not like a girdle like what you would think of today. It's just like a little string that they would tie their robe together.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. So now we're gonna move on to a bonus round.
Okay.
So this is the lineup round, and basically. You can win 3 points for winning the entire questions. I'm going to give you a list of either people, places, things. You have to put them in the specific order that I give.
Okay. What is the score right now?
I'm not going to tell you just because I know it irks you. All right.
It's motivation, baby.
No, it's not.
You should be motivated the entire time, baby.
I'm ready. All
right. So from youngest to oldest, line up these former Disney child stars. You ready? Hilary Duff, Miley Cyrus, Zac Efron, Dylan and Cole Sprouse, and Vanessa Hudgens.
Oldest to youngest.
Youngest to oldest.
Yeah, currently today.
Well, I mean, they're always going to be in that order. It's not like tomorrow when he's going to wake up and he's like 3 years older.
Oldest to youngest.
That was
youngest to oldest. Youngest to oldest.
Okay, name them again one more time.
Hilary Duff, Miley Cyrus, Zac Efron, Dylan and Cole Sprouse, and Vanessa Hudgens.
Okay, I got this.
I'm going to point out that Dylan and Cole Sprouse are the same age, just in case that was going to be your next
question. No. Dylan and Cole Sprouse are the youngest. Miley Cyrus is the second youngest. Zac Efron is the third youngest. Hillary Duff is the fourth youngest, and Vanessa Hudgens is the oldest. Locking it in. All
right. And
I'm going to go – Dylan and Cole are going to be the youngest. We've got Miley Cyrus. I'm going to say Vanessa Hudgens, Zac Efron, Hillary Duff. That's my final answer.
Okay. So each of you got one of those right.
What?
Whoa!
Just one?
Yeah.
So Hillary, so Miley Cyrus is the youngest.
Yeah. So Miley Cyrus is 28. Her birthday is November
23rd.
Oh. Hey. Or actually, wait.
Maybe she's
happy birthday yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have that written down in my notes. Happy birthday yesterday. All right, so after that, it's going to be Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
Okay.
So I actually read an article recently. Dylan Sprouse makes his own mead, which is like honey wine. I tried to get some to bring in for you guys. It's all sold out.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for him.
After that is Vanessa Hudgens. She is 31.
Okay, so I got that one right.
Yeah. Hillary Duff is 33 in the fourth spot. So, Gorman, you got that right. And then Zac Efron is his birthday is October 18th. He's also 33, but Hillary Duff's birthday is September 28th.
Gotcha. So
all right.
Hey, Zac Efron almost shared a birthday.
So I guess I'll give you guys one point each.
All right, we'll take it. I'll take it.
All right. All right. So from smallest to largest, put these parks in order.
Okay.
And it's smallest to largest area wise.
Okay. So does that include the parking lot? That's the big question.
No, because I would argue that those parking lots can be shared. Because obviously you can park off, so you can park in one spot.
That would make Magic Kingdom the biggest. So I just wanted to.
No, I get that.
All right,
make it just. I said parks, not parking lot.
I hope that counted for the property.
All right, so Hollywood Studios, Epcot, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Disneyland, and California Adventure.
Okay, I got this. Animal Kingdom is the biggest one.
Let's see. From smallest to largest. So you're putting that in the sixth spot.
Yes, Animal Kingdom is the biggest. Do you want me to go smallest to largest?
Or it's
Animal Kingdom. Then it's Epcot. Then it's Hollywood Studios. No, I lied. Magic Kingdom.
All right, so you're putting Magic Kingdom in number four?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go with Hollywood Studios number three? All right.
California Adventure.
In the two spot?
Yep. And then the smallest one is Disneyland.
So that's Gorman's answers locked in.
Ethan. I am going to go California Adventure is going to be the smallest. Disneyland is going to be the next smallest. Hollywood Studios is going to be the next smallest. Then you have Epcot, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom. Final answer.
Okay.
Should be interesting.
You have guests on the California.
Yeah, we've never been there. And I'm sure our friends over at Tulsa Park probably all know this.
Yeah, they're both the West Coast parks in town.
Yeah.
So the correct order is California Adventure is the smallest, then Disneyland, then Magic Kingdom, then Hollywood Studios, then Epcot, and then Animal Kingdom is the largest. So, Ethan, you got, let's see, you got three of those. Gorman, you got
four, I think.
So, no. One, two, you got two. So Ethan gets
three. You lose. I win.
Yeah, but we still don't know what the score is.
Oh, wait, no. Ethan got three. All right. So, in order of which these movies came out,
okay,
I'm going to have to put them in. All right. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Goofy Movie. Tron.
No.
The Live 101 Dalmatians.
Oh.
And Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
The original Tron or the remake?
The original Tron.
Yeah.
Like old school, they were doing punch cards.
Okay, so oldest to youngest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tron. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? The Can you name the other ones again?
So there's the live action 101 Dalmatians, A Goofy Movie, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, A Goofy Movie, 101 Dalmatians. Lock it in.
Anything?
Tron, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Cheater.
Yeah, but I think he messed up in this area. Can you name the other last three?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, A Goofy Movie, and the live action 101 Dalmatians. The one where they make the husband like a video game designer instead of being a musician.
So I think maybe you had it right. So Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Goofy Movie, 101 Dalmatians.
You totally cheated.
No, I didn't cheat, but I
so, I mean, yeah, both of you got those all right. That was all
right. No, you totally copied.
No,
we should have wrote these down and handed them.
All right.
Listen, you next time I come back and we do this.
Yeah, we'll get one. You can invest and buy some whiteboards and then
invest in something where you can lock in your answers and then we can.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was like 1990. I knew Tron and Who Framed Roger Rabbit was 80.
Tron came out in 82. Who Framed Roger Rabbit came out in 88. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is 89. A Goofy Movie is 95, and the live action 101 Dalmatians is 96.
97, 96.
All right, so how did Disney convince Robin Williams to voice the genie? Because originally he didn't want to do the part.
Interesting. So how did they gave him creative freedom.
Well, I mean, he was going to have that anyway. Disney's actually pretty good about that. Like, so when, what's his name? When they had, originally had Hades as more of a stoic character. But when James Woods came in, he made it a more manic-y, all over the place character, and they changed the character based on that. So Disney does that a lot, but Robin Williams was really, concerned that they couldn't do something, and Disney had to convince them that they could.
I was gonna say, so I know he had just cleaned up.
So it has nothing to do with him in any sort of sobriety. It has to do with, think about
what they gave him, $1,000 a day. That was, his contract. So I'm trying to think of,
what else. About who he is as a person and his persona and what he's like on stage. What? All right. So I'm just going to call it
this. No, does it have to do with
he's the game master.
No, it has to do with the stand-up. So what they did was he was concerned that they wouldn't be able to capture him and his essence in animation. So what they did was they took a bit of his stand-up and they animated the genie doing his stand-up routines. So if you go on YouTube, there's a little short clip on there of the genie doing just his Robin Williams stand-up routine.
Mm-hmm. All
right.
Look that up.
What animals does Prince Ali supposedly have in his menagerie?
Monkey.
So, yes, he does have a boom, but I'm more talking about in the song.
An elephant.
Well, I mean, that's the type of animal he has.
He's got 100 bad guys with swords.
Those aren't animals.
I know. I'm just saying the song.
Camels.
How many?
What?
Say it in the song.
Yeah, no, I'm singing the song.
I mean, this is a little biased towards the noise.
I don't know.
He's got 75 golden camels. I don't think that's right. 70, or 75. Yeah, 75 golden camels.
What's that?
27.
He is 57. 57 golden camels.
Sorry. Yeah, that was bad.
So we'll give you that, Ethan.
What?
You can keep going with these. Pick them out.
He didn't say the right number.
He's got peacocks.
He got the right color and animal. I'm going to give him
golden camel.
Two-thirds of it. I'm going to give him.
He's got peacocks.
That's crap.
How many and what color?
When it comes to exotic animals,
I'm gonna call it. All right, so I'm gonna give you 1 point, Ethan.
Yeah.
Just because you got the camels. So 57 golden camels.
Golden.
You are talking. You did not know they
I knew the song.
Yeah, dude. Say it. He's maybe colorblind, but he can still hear. All right, so it's 53 purple peacocks, 95 white Persian monkeys, 60 elephants, and they also mentioned he has llamas galore, bears, and lions.
I said monkeys, camels, and elephants.
You didn't give me any numbers. You didn't give me any colors.
You lose.
He at least got 2/3 of it. All right. During a during a whole new world.
Yep.
Where in the world does Aladdin take Jasmine? Egypt. All right, you go.
Agrabah
is where they start.
Yes. Yep. They go to
Iraq, Iran.
Well, that's
Baghdad.
Iraq is about where Agrabah would be. I assumed that it was like around where Baghdad would be, you know, for the purpose.
So I named all the right answers.
No, you did not. You basically just said where they started at a few times and made it seem like they went someplace else. That's like me being like, I was in Lemonster, and then I walked down the street, and I was also in Lemonster.
And then I was still right
there. So I don't care what the guy
gets. They literally show you where they go. Yeah. They,
he goes to the Great Sphinx, a whole new world.
So
India, the Taj Mahal.
So that's literally, you said Agrabah again, the place where they start off. Agrabah is the place that looks like the Taj Mahal, despite the fact that the Taj Mahal is in India. And Agrabah is supposed to be somewhere in like Persia. All right, so
I don't know.
They start off going from I'm saying if you go through the song, they go from Egypt to
whole new world.
Athens, you know, Greece.
That's right.
And then they go to Beijing and watch fireworks.
That's right.
Yeah. So then they go back to Baghdad. So
they don't show that in filler magic, so I didn't.
I'm sorry if you've never seen Aladdin.
It's been a while.
All right. So when you do it out, you map it out. They just assuming they go in a straight line. It's about 11,000 miles.
Jeez.
And assuming that they just did it overnight, over like 8 hours, they're averaging about 1,300 miles an hour the entire time. And that's not taking into account any sort of breaks they would have been. So that's just assuming they just go bloop, 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 bloop.
Well, it is a magic puppet, so.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to stop your skin being ripped off the face.
Or a magic bathroom break, maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
Magic hit stuff. All right. So, obviously, Agrabah is in the real city. But in the original story, where's Aladdin from? Like, because Aladdin is from one of the, like, 101 Arabian Nights. But where is he from originally?
Iraq.
Where's he born?
Iran. Baghdad.
Not even close.
Egypt.
Nope. Going in the wrong direction.
Agrabah.
Agrabah is not a real place.
Is it England? Or no, it's China.
Turkey.
No, Ethan's right. It is China. He's originally from China. Sorry. Boom.
Boom roasted.
In the original story, he's from China.
Who's winning? You're not going to tell me the score, but who's winning?
Oh. I'm not going to tell you who's winning either. Oh, all right. And he's not an orphan. In the original story, he lives with his mom.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. So Aladdin wasn't Robin Williams' first Disney movie.
Oh.
What was his first
Flubber.
Disney movie?
No.
Flubber was after. Yeah. Sorry. That was the first thing that popped in my head.
It's not something you, it's not something you traditionally would think of as a Disney character.
Okay.
No.
But it is a Disney movie.
Oh darn! He was just a voice actor for something, I
nope.
believe.
No, no, this is he live was action. It was his first star. Oh. It's his first movie that he was the lead in.
Jumanji,
was it Hook?
No.
What about the one where he's the little kid? Like he's not. He's a kid in an adult's body.
No. All right, so the answer is Popeye, and he was in 1980.
Oh!
That's right. That's right. Darn.
Yeah, we suck at this.
We're not the best.
We're
I think I'm winning anyway.
All right, so moving on to maybe a little bit newer of a movie.
Okay.
Who is the name of the professor who created Stitch, also known as Experiment 626?
Oh my God, I can see him. Oh.
Isn't it like Pleepley or something like that?
No, Pleepley works for the alien, like, government kind of body-ish thing that they got going on.
Oh, is it the big guy?
Yeah, it's the big guy with the funny accent.
He wears the coat kind of thing. I can't picture his name.
Zerg.
No.
Shock One Hamsterview. So, any of you guys, either of you watch the actual Lilo and Stitch TV show?
No. I did a little bit.
All right. So, you might have to get this one. All right. So, it's going to be the next question. But, Lilo and Stitch, Earth is a protected planet. Why is it a protected planet? What are they protecting on Earth? What is the reason that the aliens just can't, like, wipe out the planet to get rid of Stitch?
The human race?
No, it's some type of mineral.
Nope.
It's ice cream.
No, it's mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, Bubbles convinced them that mosquitoes were an endangered species. Yeah. So in the TV show, you get to meet a lot of the other experiments. Stitch is Experiment 626. What is the name of Experiment 625?
It's the pink one, right? It's the girl, the pink Stitch.
Nope. It's the little kind of light brown guy. Has all the same powers that Stitch has. He can even talk.
Sparky?
Listen, I'm just taking a guess.
For a hint, he makes a lot of sandwiches. Yeah, he makes a lot of sandwiches. All right, fine. Talk over the hint.
He makes
sandwiches. That's one of his main things, and maybe his name happens to be sandwich related.
Salami.
It's Reuben. You guys had like 30 seconds to guess.
Reuben?
Yeah, it's Reuben.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, so moving on. Who is Buzz Lightyear named after?
Buzz Aldrin.
There we go.
Bang!
Nice job.
Buzz Aldrin, who famously once punched a guy who was like accusing him of not actually going to the moon in the face. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. All right. So, as stated in a previous episode of the podcast, the average speed of the monorail at Disney is 40 miles an hour. At that speed, according to NASA, how long would it take the monorail to get to space, assuming that it was just going straight up and that the monorail could actually do that?
How long in hours?
Hours, minutes.
Days.
Years. That's generally how we measure time.
To where we're going where?
To the edge of space. To what NASA would consider the edge of space.
Oh, like a million years.
I would say too high.
It's considering we've been to space and humans haven't had space travel and technology for a million years. So maybe it's a little bit shorter than a million years.
Yeah, I was gonna say 500,000 years.
How far would
10,000 years?
So, all right, what do you think I mean by the edge of space?
Like,
where the atmosphere stops and where space begins.
Oh, all right.
We're going 40 miles an hour.
That's our atmosphere, though. Okay, 3 months.
So you're gonna lock in at 3 months?
No.
All right, so I'm gonna lock you in at 3 months. Ethan, would you like to give an answer?
I'm going 9 months. It's a pregnancy cycle. There we go.
I think it's gonna
4 years.
No, I don't even think it's 60 days.
All right, I'm gonna
say
3, 2, 2 months.
2 months.
All right, you're both way off. How far away do you think the atmosphere
goes? 6 days. 6 days. 40,
I don't know.
A week.
It's an hour and 15 minutes. You said a million years.
Right, but I thought you meant like.
No, the edge of space is literally only like, it's according to NASA, it's only like, you know, 50 miles up.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
if you're looking at a globe, really, pretty much any globe you look at, the lacquer over the globe is thicker than what our atmosphere would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like an hour and a half.
It's an hour and 15 minutes. I already gave you the answer. I gave you the answer, and now you get it wrong again? How is that? All right. So, in Toy Story 2, what is the name of the toy collector who steals Woody?
Al Stormare. Al. Al.
Al what?
Al.
Al.
Al. Al. Al.
Al McWigan.
Al
McWigan.
I have 1 point
for that. Yes, I will give you 1 point for that. All right, so.
You're right.
Toy Story 2 almost.
I hate the store, too. I'm just saying maybe 2 points.
Yeah, but I didn't say what was the name of the store. All right, Mr. Million Years. I'm happy that you were closer this time. All right, so Toy Story 2 almost didn't make it to theaters on time. What happened? And it's actually a pretty big deal. Like, they, like, literally almost lost everything. And
coronavirus.
No.
9/11.
No.
What would that have to do with?
I don't know.
Was Pixar sold to Disney? It has nothing to do with being anything bought or sold or. So I'm gonna.
I know.
That's my quiz, so I'm gonna move on because you clearly don't have it.
I got it. Walt passed away. It
has nothing to do with that. So what happened was someone accidentally deleted pretty much everything off of their computers. But luckily for them, one of the supervising technical directors was out because she just had a child. And so she had most of it backed up. Like, they didn't have it on anyone's computer on site. But luckily, she had a backup copy of most of everything at home.
Crazy.
Thank God. I didn't know that.
All right. So let's go more of a Disney philosophical question. Ooh. I don't know why I pulled out the scorecard because none of you guys got any points for that. All right. Not the audience. All right. So, Buzz Lightyear's catchphrase is "To infinity and beyond." Can you go beyond infinity?
Infinity and one.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, the different infinities can be.
Yeah.
You know, like, my love for both of you individually is infinite, but it's more so for one of you.
Right.
I didn't say that. All right. So do we need to take a break at any point on this?
No, we're good.
All right, sweet. So what is the name of the city that Sully and Mike live in?
Monstropolis.
Yeah.
There you go. You can get, I know. Gorman gets it.
Good. Good. Good.
All right. In Monsters, Inc., one of the biggest tasks faced by the animators was each of Sully's individual hairs. You know, because they had to take care of the shadowing for each, the movement of each, making sure that they fall, you know, in somewhat of a natural fashion. Closest gets it. How many hairs does he have?
100 million. A million.
I'm not going to give you anything.
A million.
You're gonna have to pick an answer and lock in on it.
457,000.
Is that your final answer?
800,000. Final answer.
You had millions before. Millions. That's fine.
12,000.
All right, so I already locked you in, and do you want to go with 12,000?
Yes.
All right.
So, 8,000.
So you had it up until you changed it.
I said 8,000. I said lock it in after 8,000.
All right, fine. I'll let you lock it in at 8. You know what? We'll do that, because now you're even farther away.
12,000.
All right, stop talking. You're just digging yourself a deeper grave. The correct answer is 2,320,413 individual hairs that had to be individually moved for each frame of the shot.
Wow, that's
great. Yeah. So 450,000 was the closest answer.
100,000.
Yeah, and then you changed your answer to 12,000.
We're getting whiteboards next time. That's it.
No, because then he just keep erasing his. Like, no, he's only putting the answer.
I say 800,000
locked in.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you changed it. And then you're like, no, you have to let me change it. And you changed it, and you were wrong. All right. So what do you got? Awesome. All right. So. Both Pinocchio and Fantasia are classic Disney films. But how did they do initially when they were released?
Bad. Awful.
Correct? They both did horribly.
Yeah.
It was kind of a mix of World War II was going on, so you really couldn't, you know, people in Europe weren't really going to see movies at that point. And then also, they were really expensive to make. If you look at those movies, they're really, really, really artfully done. That is expensive. And so actually the streamlined making of Dumbo, like, so it's much more rudimentary animation and everything in order to recoup on their losses. So what is Dumbo's real name? Because if you remember in the movie, Dumbo isn't Dumbo's name. It's an insult that they call him.
Right. I think it's got something to do with ears. Flappy Jack. I don't know. Floppy.
Flapjack. Final answer.
No, it's Jumbo Jr. Child of Jumbo and Jumbo Jr. All right. Who did the voice of Dumbo, aka Jumbo Jr.?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Sean Connery.
You guys are both wrong for even saying anybody. Dumbo doesn't have any lines. He doesn't have a voice actor. All right. Well, since you don't know anything about it.
I said Sean Connery.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so how many types of elephant are there?
Just
nothing to do with Disney?
45.
Not even
17.
All right, how many?
Longer can you, than all right, 10 final answers.
How many can you name? Those are the ones that we often associate. Come on. Give me a realistic number.
Three.
Correct? There are three? So there's the African bush elephant, African forest elephant, and the Asian elephant. Asian elephant are the ones with the shorter ears so they don't get caught on stuff.
I figured it'd be it.
All right, so we are now moving into a special round called the Am I Lying round.
Ooh, I like this.
So name that line. No, Am I Lying?
Oh, Am I Lying?
Okay,
sorry. All right. So I'm going to read out 10 different statements. All you have to do is just tell me if they are true or not.
Okay. Are they statements about you?
No, they're about Disney. Okay. Or about like the Disney kind of universe-ish.
Well, I wasn't sure if he was going to like tell us, I've been to Walt Disney World.
It's the Wolf of Rat McClellan podcast.
I don't know. Listen.
I like long walks on the beach. True or false? All right. So the first one is, the animators of Snow White used real blush to create the perfect red cheeks.
False. True.
Corn gets it. Correct answer is false. There's a kind of like a little Disney myth that the female animators, like Walt said, oh, you'll never be able to get the makeup just right each time. And some female animators like, well, what do you think we've been doing? But they just use regular ink, like everybody else. All right.
I knew that.
Hey, different. Yes, good job.
All right, number two. Walt Disney is the one of the Haunted Mansion busts is modeled after Walt Disney.
True.
It's false.
False.
So it's the character is Uncle Theodore. He's actually based on Thurl Ravenscroft, who you might know as, he's a voice actor you may know as Tony the Tiger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yep.
I got that one, huh?
No one dies at Disney.
Whoa.
No one dies at Disney.
Like in the parks?
No one dies. I'm going to say that's false. I think people.
It's got to be false.
Yeah, it is false. There's like this.
That
people tend to think that like Disney, like they get people out of the park and then have them pronounced dead. So no one technically dies at Disney. But that's not true.
People got run over by a float a couple of years ago. And got killed.
That, and I think a kid got eaten by an alligator a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, so
people have their ashes spread there like all the time.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like an actual, like they have like a code word for that when people start doing that. So number four, Chris Farley was originally cast as Shrek.
Chris Farley,
false.
I'm gonna say false.
That's true. Actually, they did a large portion of the movie with Chris Farley, and then he died.
Wow.
And then a former SNL also alum. Mike Myers stepped in.
Huh.
Just saying Shrek isn't Disney, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. I didn't know that. For a second, just imagine what Shrek would have been if Chris Farley was Shrek.
And also take into account that they had to reanimate pretty much everything because, you know, they model all faces after the people who were doing voice acting.
Huh. That's really cool.
Right. Cinderella's castle is made to be taken down before hurricanes, so it doesn't get damaged as much.
False.
Like different like parts of it, not the entire thing.
True. False.
It's false. It's built to withstand winds of over 90 miles an hour. It doesn't need to be taken down. All right. Six. there are tunnels at Disney.
True.
It's false. They're all above ground. So they're really just hallways.
There's a whole city underneath Magic Kingdom.
Which is floor one. Disney World is floor two. All
right.
They're not tunnels. It's Florida. There's merely not, you know, the kind of place where you can build tunnels.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Utilidors, they call them.
Mm-hmm. All right. The name Disney, so like Walt's family name, comes from the name of the British village, Isigny, where his father's family comes from.
False.
True.
That is false. It's a French village, not an English one.
All right, that was a trick.
A lot of this has not been to be easy for you. Like you said before, you weren't a great student. I'm sure you're, you know, familiar with the concept of not knowing a quiz question.
That's right.
All right.
I'm in the lead.
Number eight.
I haven't said it at all.
So, Rick, one third of Disney World is a nature preserve.
True. False.
It's true. Yeah, Disney's actually
the only thing most of the property and animal.
A Goofy movie was originally going to be direct to video.
True.
False.
That is true. It was originally going to be direct to video until they kind of convinced them not to. And finally, number 10. In episode 19 of the podcast, aka the one with the wolf's brother, during the roughly 1 hour podcast, the wolf says, "For sure, 22 times.
I'm going to say for sure.
True.
True.
That's false. He actually says it 26 times.
No!
For sure.
Now I want to go back and see how many times I said a good time.
Great time and you.
Yeah.
Listen, if I was to, like,
probably
to the lineups round, I should just do how many times did Jason do, you know, say for sure in these different episodes, because it's quite a bit.
For sure.
All right. Sure.
I gotta clean it up a little bit.
Yeah, apparently.
And called out.
I've actually never even noticed that. So. All
right. So
now I'll never be able to not notice it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All good.
People are
for sure. All
right. So moving on. In Thor, 2011, when Thor's kicked out of Asgard, he ends up on Earth. Where on Earth does he end up?
Minnesota.
Austin, Texas.
So he ends up in the middle of a desert.
Arizona. So final answer.
It's probably not Minnesota.
Final answer, Arizona.
So both of you are close. The actual answer is New Mexico.
New Mexico. Final answer.
Okay, I was in Texas. You were in Arizona. We just had to meet in the middle.
Yeah. All right. What is the name of Thor's hammer?
The Mjolnir. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's MJ, like LORN.
Mjolnir.
I was closest.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I'll take it, because I couldn't have said that.
What do Thor's people call the people of... what do Thor's people call Earth? Begins with an M.
Midway? Something like that.
Yeah, mid.
Keep going. Midgar.
There we go.
Bang.
Oh,
there you
go.
All right, and bonus question, which has to do with Thor, but not specifically Disney. What does Thor's name and ye olde ale, like the phrase like ye olde ale house, have in common? What do they have in common?
Norway.
So think of it this way. Do you think ye olde ale house is actually pronounced ye olde ale house?
No.
How would you pronounce it if you were going to actually write out the sign normally?
The old ale house.
Yeah.
The old ale house. Final answer.
And what do they have in common? They both start with
T.
They don't. That's the thing. They start with that. You know how they have the Y? So that was to save money, and it's another letter called a form. It's the original TH sound. It's the sound.
Wow.
So words like thank you that are actually spelled with TH would be pronounced like you stereotypically think an Irish person would. So it'd be like to Hanks or to Hat.
Yeah,
that's you got it. All right. So, Captain America is the first what?
Avenger.
There you go.
Avenger. Final answer.
Yeah, he already got it.
Oh.
First come, first serve on that one. They're not all going to be difficult. Where was Captain America found frozen in ice?
The bottom of the ocean.
Atlantic Ocean. Pacific Ocean.
Frozen in ice.
Antarctica.
Ice traditionally does not end up at the bottom of the ocean.
Antarctica. Alaska. The North Pole.
The Arctic.
The Arctic.
Yeah. I was not
saying Alaska.
All right.
I said,
so
you just keep spilling out answers. All right, I got
So, what year did the first non-TV Captain America movie come out?
2011, 1984.
You're actually pretty close. It's
1990. Yeah.
It's a like I think it's
You were wrong. It's probably close.
Yeah.
You were wrong. Yeah. You were way out.
All right. So, what is Iron Man's artificial intelligence program called?
Oh. Wait, who's?
Iron Man's.
Jarvis. Yeah.
There you go.
Or Friday. I got both.
All right. So in the Marvel Universe, it's technically Disney now, what does the acronym SHIELD stand for?
Oh, I don't.
So like the Agents of SHIELD, or are they the Agents of?
Oh, no. It's a super long name. I don't know. Space.
Strategic Homeland Intervention, Enforcement, and Logistic Division.
That's it.
All right. So
the final answer.
In the movie The Avengers, the first one that like came out, what food caught Iron Man's eye during the battle for Manhattan?
Shawarma.
There we go.
Good job.
So it's actually the shawarma place is actually in Los Angeles. Yeah, it's called like Shalom Shawarma.
They eat it. It's the post credit.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't have remembered that.
All right. So speaking of the Battle of Manhattan. What does the word Manhattan mean, and where does it come from?
Manhattan.
Native American word. It was from the Delaware language.
Oh,
it's a place where we all got drunk.
Huh.
So Henry Hudson, the guy who the Hudson River is named after, met up with a bunch of Delaware Indians, and they all had a grand old time and called it the place where we all got drunk. And it's kind of stuck.
I went to school with... Henry Hudson's great-great-great-great-grandson.
Well, so he should have told you that.
Probably should have. And he probably did. But.
All right. So, according to the song, what must you do slash be to be a man? So, be a man, like, what do you have to do to be a man?
Climb that pole to get to the...
I'm talking about in the song. Merely just sing out the lyrics.
And,
Being belonged in belt. Strength of raging fire is one. I'll give you that. Come on, Beanie Wong didn't belt out those lyrics for you guys not to listen. Let's
the force of a great typhoon.
Wow, there you go. So that's two. We got two more.
It's serious as the dark side of the moon.
I'll give it to you. It's mysterious as the dark side of the moon. There's one more. It's being as swift as a coursing river.
Ooh, that's good.
But I'll give you three on that.
Oh, all right. I don't know how the heck I pulled that out of my rear end. Good job. And I didn't swing into that sentence, which is crazy.
How old is the story of Mulan?
200 years old. Oh, final answer. I'm going to go, it's closer to, I'm sorry, 2,000 years old. That's what I meant to say. Finally, I'm
going to say 2,400 years old.
So if he's closer, it's 1,500. But I'm not going to get by the
I totally meant to say 2,000. I said 200, but yes.
You said 200, and then you changed it to 2,000.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say 200.
Either way.
We're both wrong.
Yeah.
But,
okay. All right, so including the new live-action version, how many Mulan movies have there been?
Three. There was a Mulan 2 for sure. There
have been 10.
10. Finally,
most of them have been made in China by non-Disney people.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's a traditional Chinese story. Like, you know, why would they?
Pocahontas 2, which was like terrible.
Yeah, but Pocahontas actually is kind of a weird one because the family didn't want them to make that movie. And it's kind of they didn't do a great job. It's not one of my favorite movies.
Terrible.
Where and with who slash whom did Walt Disney serve? During World War One,
Elvis Presley
would have been World War II.
That's right. All right, so World War One, like a famous person that he served like in the same company?
Well, I mean, there's three parts to this answer.
So,
where and with who, and is it? I mean, like, you know, the service that he was with.
So he was in the Navy.
Nope.
Army,
Air Force. Final answer.
Army.
Where would he have been stationed? You guys think?
Not in America. Probably Berlin.
Really? World War One. He wasn't stationed in America.
1901. He was born.
All right. So I'm gonna stop. Cut you guys off here. He was in France, serving as an ambulance driver with the Red Cross. And the person he was serving with was Ray Kroc, the guy who founded McDonald's. Well, didn't found McDonald's, but like built it up into the massive thing that it was.
Wow. Yeah, see, I knew that.
What did both of them have to do to join the Red Cross? They both did the exact same thing.
What did they have to do? It's not as simple as passing basic training, right? Like it's.
No, it's something that most people wouldn't go through basic training, the Red Cross.
Oh, I see. Medical school.
No, they both had to lie about their age. The reason that neither one of them served with any other branch is because they were too young.
I see.
Interesting.
All right. So, the person who did the voice of Mickey for the longest time is a guy named Wayne Allwine. But what bit of method acting did he bring to the role? Do you need me to explain what method acting is?
That would be nice.
So method acting is where, like, you actually put yourself into the role. So, like, say I'm going to play a boxer. I actually go hang out with boxers, do boxing training. It's not just me relying on my acting skills.
So now that I know that, would be the question.
Wayne Allwine, guy who has the record for the longest time doing the voice of Mickey. What bit of method acting did he bring to the role of Mickey?
He hung out with a mouse.
No, he was married to Minnie, the woman who did the voice of Minnie.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Russie Taylor. She also has the record for the longest time doing the voice of Minnie.
Russie Taylor.
All right, so in the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit, who was originally sought after to play the lead role of Eddie Valiant?
Oh, I know this.
Roger Dangerfield?
Is that a real person you're saying?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay. Is it Roger Dangerfield?
Danny DeVito.
No, it was Bill Murray. So Bill Murray doesn't have an agent. He just has a number that you call and leave a message. And if he likes the movie idea, he'll get back to you. They just couldn't get through to him.
Oh, wow.
He's notoriously hard to get a hold of.
Interesting. And who ended up playing that role? Wasn't it Bob something?
Yeah, I forget.
He had just gotten sober. So, like, they pulled him and they were like, let's do it.
Yeah, something like that. All right, so Who Framed Roger Rabbit has both Disney and Warner Brothers characters. What was the agreement that the two companies came to which they both felt comfortable licensing their characters to the movie? So, basically, they obviously, between, like, Warner Brothers and Disney, there is going to be kind of a pissing match. What was their eventual agreement?
50-50 proceeds go to each company, as a guess.
Keep on the eye, then maybe stick with the 50-50 and maybe just not money.
Screen time, 50-50.
Screen time. They both had the same time. The main characters had to have the both.
So like whenever you saw Mickey, you also saw Bugs. Whenever you saw, you know what I mean?
Makes sense.
All right. So, bonus question. Who Framed Roger Rabbit is based on a book called Who Censored Roger Rabbit by Gary K. Wolf. What is strange about his sequel to that book, Who Plugged Roger Rabbit, and Who Whacked Roger Rabbit? Those are two of his sequels. What's weird about them as sequels?
It's a very big question.
They don't talk about the original storyline? I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of. They're based on the movie, not the book. So it's a sequel. He wrote a novel that was a sequel to the movie made off of his book. As opposed to the actual book.
The actual book.
And then he retcons it as being like sort of a fever dream.
Okay. So you don't get
any
points for that.
I mean, I'll give him
half. No, no.
Since you're trying to tell me how to do this, I'm going to give him points for that.
Should just keep your mouth.
How many?
Give him two.
No, you said a half a point.
You know what? Do you want me to make it forward?
Are you the game master, or are you playing the game? Listen.
All right.
If he wins,
yes, it'll be because of that 1 point.
All right.
What was the first appearance of
Bo Jackson? Two. Okay.
Are you playing the game?
Yeah, let's play the game.
All right. What was the first appearance of Boba Fett?
Empire Strikes Back.
New Hope.
No, it was the Star Wars Christmas special. So he appears as a cartoon character in the Star Wars Christmas special, which came out between A New Hope and Empire. Yeah. It's one of those. So have you ever seen the Star Wars Christmas special? It's horrible.
I'm sure.
Like, they have Chewbacca and his family, and they speak like
kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's right after Mark Hamill had his car accident. He had just been in a car accident. Carrie Fisher's in it, and she's clearly just on her own the entire time.
And
George Lucas is famous for saying, like, if I had the time, I would hunt down every single copy of it and destroy them. So, Boba Fett is a clone of Jango Fett. What makes him different than the other clones?
Boba Fett, what makes him, Boba different than the other clones?
Correct.
He wasn't modified. Like, there wasn't any, chip put in him. He wasn't.
Yeah, he's just a regular kid. He doesn't age faster or anything.
Yeah.
Remember, she said she wanted that. His only request was he wanted one clone that wasn't
the real deal. So, why were the Porgs added to the movie The Last Jedi?
To sell merchandise.
You could do that with anything. But, like, why specifically Porgs, and what were they used for? They had a specific purpose.
Chewbacca ate them.
No. So they're used to cover up birds in the background. So there are a lot of puffins on that island they were filming on. And it was just to the point where they couldn't just edit them out or anything. So they just covered them up with porgs and used different noises to cover them up.
Interesting.
It was a money saving thing.
Yeah.
Plus, you can sell them and make money off that. All right. So what was what was George Lucas's working title for Star Wars Episode Two? So a working title is like the title you have while you're writing it, not necessarily the one it goes out.
So Empire Strikes Back, but...
No, episode two. But no, so that's the final title of what Empire was. He probably would have had a different title when he was writing it, maybe. I don't know. But Empire 2, what was the working title for that when he was writing out the script and handing it out to cast members?
All right, sorry, one more question. Did you say episode two, you mean the prequels or like
prequels? Yes.
Okay.
Chronologically, episode two. No one refers to that would be like 6, 7, and 8. No.
Clone Wars.
Another 4, 5, 6. Anyway, so I'm gonna call a time on that. It's episode two, Jar Jar's Great Adventure.
Huh.
So he did that because people hated Jar Jar and he just wanted to,
mess with everybody.
Who has more screen time? Darth Vader in A New Hope and Empire, or Jar Jar Binks in episodes 1 and 2?
Jar Jar Binks.
Wow.
Jar Jar Binks is on for exactly 20 minutes between those two movies. Darth Vader's only on for 19 minutes and 57 seconds.
That's close.
Yeah. If you take in the third movie in each one of those trilogies, Darth Vader has way more screen time because they thankfully only have Jar Jar in like episode 3 for like 2 seconds maybe.
That's true.
All right. So Disney doesn't just own Marvel. They don't just own their regular things. They own other entities too. Now they own Fox. So Bart Simpson, now technically Disney Prince. What's his middle name?
Bart. Thomas. John.
No, it's JoJo.
Yeah, it was a J. Also J.
And when he was creating the character, how did he come up with Bart? How did the creator, Matt Groening, come up with Bart's name?
Bart. I don't know.
He took the word Brat and switched the middle letters.
Oh. Yeah, I've never watched Simpsons. I'm not a huge Simpsons.
So, knowing that you're not a huge Simpsons guy, in the two-parter, Who Shot Mr. Burns? Who do we find out shot Mr. Burns?
Who? Mr. Burns.
The really rich guy who owns the nuclear power plant?
Rich guy. Bart.
No. It's Maggie. with Mr. Burns gone. Yeah, falls out of his pocket.
All right. So, in Family Guy, according to Meg's birth certificate, what is Meg short for?
Megatron.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's wow.
Huh. All right. What is the name of the town that the Griffins live in?
Quahog.
Yep, not an actual place. No. Who is the mayor of Quahog?
Adam West.
Adam West. Oh.
Yeah.
AKA cool. 60s Batman.
I've watched Family Guy. I don't want to see this.
All right. So, bonus question. On what TV show did Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane first debut the characters that would eventually become Peter and Brian? So it's not a Disney TV show, but it's actually a wicked influential show from, if you remember, from the 90s. So it's like right when Hanna-Barbera was turning their station into Cartoon Network. It's a show called What a Cartoon. It's called What a Cartoon. It was the launching pad for The Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Lab, Johnny Bravo, Cow and Chicken, Courage the Cowardly Dog, Sheep in the Big City, Conan, Kids Next Door, and the Grim and Evil, which gives us like the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy and Evil Incarnate. It was like a variety show. They had like different shorts that eventually got picked up as into full cartoons. Huh. In the Disney classic, A Proud Family Movie, what's the name of the villain?
What was the villain, a person, or was it like a monster?
I mean, if you watch the movie, it's a little bit of a mix of the two.
Didn't it have something to do with like, now I'm getting crazy. I don't
know. No. Go with your crazy thing.
Is it something like with peanuts or something?
I mean, it's always something with peanuts. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. It's Dr. Carver. Well, it's actually an evil clone of Dr. Carver who is made out of peanuts.
Huh.
Like he's like, yeah.
There you go. I get a point for that. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you don't get to decide that.
But he agreed with me.
Keeping on that theme, what's the name of the island that Dr. Carver traps the Proud family on?
I have no idea.
Peanut Butter Island.
I mean, so it's Dr. Carver, and he's a clone made out of peanuts.
Just kind of. Peanut Island?
No.
Carver and Jelly
Island. Legume Island.
Legume.
Because peanuts aren't nuts, they're legumes.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You didn't.
Nope.
All right. Who is the only person in the Proud Family movie?
See my component, by the way.
Don't worry about it.
Who's the only person who voices themselves in the Proud Family movie?
They do
their voice for pretty much all the show.
I didn't really watch the Proud
movie. Wait, well,
who's the only character in the Proud Family movie who is voiced by themselves? So like there's a real person who is in the Proud Family universe in that movie and who does their own voice.
Denzel Washington.
Snoop Dogg.
You were close with that. It's his rapper, but it's Big Boy, not Snoop. All right. I'm gonna skip that because you guys didn't know that. All right. It was more Proud Family questions that you definitely weren't gonna get. Where you were going to know that the babies, Beauty and CeCe, are named after gospel singers, or that originally created the Proud Family, did a thing called Bebe's Kids, or any of that. All right, so moving on. In Moana, who is the Gilded Crab? What's the name of the Gilded Crab in Moana? You know, the one who sings the song Shiny?
Krabby.
No.
Mr. Krabs. No. Krabby Patty.
Ah. So it's Tamatoa,
yeah,
which is named after a dynasty of like Polynesian rulers in a specific area. Who's he modeled after? Who's Tamatoa modeled after? The hint is you look at the eyes and the flashy outfit and the singing.
Elton John.
Close. It's a British singing celebrity.
It is David Bowie.
What the heck?
All right, and then what kind of crab is Tamatoa?
Hermit crab.
It's, if you think about it, it makes sense with the other names that this kind of crab has, you know, his whole character. So he's a coconut crab, which is also called a robber crab or a palm thief because they like to steal shiny objects. Coconut crabs. No, if you're listening to this, Google a coconut crab. They are the scariest thing.
They're like
the size of a cat, but they're a crab, and they can like climb up stuff. Yeah, they move in like giant like mass movements of them, and so it's just like hundreds of them are coming at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
All right, so obviously Moana is based on, you know, Polynesian traditions and, you know, all sorts of culture and stuff. For possible 6 points, where is Polynesia? How large is it? And what is the largest island in Polynesia?
Wow. Polynesia is going to be in the Pacific Coast.
Pacific Coast?
Like out towards...
So like out towards like California, or are we talking like down like by Chile, or
it's over in like over near like
Philippines.
Yes, and it's the biggest island is Guadalajara.
And all right, so I'm gonna stop you right there. So Polynesia stretches from Hawaii, so the center of the Pacific, down to New Zealand, which is farther south than Australia. It's about 800,000 square miles with well over 1,000 islands.
I'm in the right ocean.
And I'm not even going to give you that. The largest one is the large island on
Australia.
No, Australia is a completely different thing.
Oh, he said New Zealand.
Guadalajara is Mexico.
Yeah.
So even farther away. All right. Anyway. All right, so bonus question. So in the song "We Know the Way" from Moana, the line is "At night we name every star, we know where we are." That's referring to how Polynesians have been using, you know, stars and everything to navigate for thousands of years. But how do they navigate during the day when there are no stars?
The sun. A compass.
So I'm going to give it to Gorman because he's closer. And I was going to give you the answer if you said they knew the way, because most of them did based on kind of memory of knowing where stars are, you know, navigating based on where the sun is. They can even like tell their, you know, cases of navigators being able to find their way back to land just by noticing how the clouds look off in the distance. Yeah. All right. So now we come to the final round.
It is.
All right. So this is the next lines round. Oh, I'm going to give you a line from a Disney song.
Okay.
And you have to give me the next line.
Okay.
All right.
This is definitely something you're going to.
When the Nights Got Cold.
Do we get to know what movie they come from?
No.
Okay. Oh, that makes it hard. Okay, go ahead.
Who stole the fire from down below? You're welcome, Moana.
Oh, that's my
yeah.
Oh, the next line in the song. So what is the first line is when the nights got cold.
Who brought line, you fire?
Who stole you fire from down below? Yeah, but neither of you got that.
What? You didn't give me a chance to get it.
I gave you plenty of chance to get it. All right, so moving on. What? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned. Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain?
Oh, okay.
Colors of the Wind, Pocahontas.
Okay. As long as you don't get it, I'm good.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looks worse for him because he's the music guy.
I know.
All right.
I had the last one. You didn't give me a chance.
Got myself an. All right. The next one is Got Myself an Ocean. Notion. An N in front of me.
A notion.
And I think you'll understand, eye to eye, a Goofy movie. It's a power line.
Yeah.
I can sing, they can sing, they can dance.
They can sing, they can dance. After all.
After all, this is France.
There we go. On, be our guest, Beauty and the Beast. Some of us fall by the wayside.
Some of us fall by the wayside.
Some of us fall by
and some of us soar to the stars. Circle of Life, Lion King.
Wow. That was a
cut in the middle.
Come inside. It's fun inside.
It's
the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. The Mickey Mouse Clubhouse theme song.
Wow.
I
can't say that I've ever watched that show.
Yeah. Okay. But the local girls thought you were quite the charmer. And I'll bet the ladies love a man in armor, a girl worth fighting for, Mulan.
Wow. This is tough. You're bad.
Yeah, you guys aren't really good at this.
Yeah, nah. I got the first one.
Maybe.
You got on one.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I know that I can be myself.
You got a friend in me.
No, it's a around you more than anyone else. It's the Proud Family theme song.
Didn't know.
Which,
that.
I mean, it's Destiny's Child. Doing the theme song.
Yeah.
All right.
My brother probably knew
that. There was Monkey and Peanuts. That's all I remember.
All right.
Seeing that at all.
Beneath the shelter of the trees.
Beneath the shelter of the trees. You'll catch a cool breeze.
Nope. No idea.
It's from Tarzan. Beneath the shelter of the trees. Only love can enter here. It's two worlds, Tarzan.
One family, yeah.
All right, you might get this one, Gorman. This is real. This is me. And I know Gorman's brothers. I mean, Aiden is gonna hate you if you don't get this one.
I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
There we go. This is me, Camp Rock. It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
There we go. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You always have the atrocious supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, we only need one
line. Also, it seems a little weird to gloat after getting one.
Okay, let's see.
I'm not gonna stop. That's not who I am.
I'm not gonna stop. Not gonna stop till I get my shot. That's who I am. That's my plan. Will I end up on top? You can bet on it. Bet on it.
I was going with I'll give it all. I'll give it all, and that's my plan. Bet on it. High School Musical 2.
We both got it, but that's fine. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm gonna be kind to Ethan because he hasn't gotten many of these.
Thanks.
Although we know he washes well.
Wait.
Although we know he washes well.
It's probably Gaston, but I don't know.
It's not.
No, I know. Okay.
Although we know he washes well.
He always ends up smelly. Fixer upper. Frozen.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a bit of a fixer upper. All right. Aloha, aloha.
Oh.
Hawaiian
roller coaster ride.
I mean, it's aloha ake aloha.
I mean, I don't speak Hawaiian, bro.
Neither do I.
I don't know the words.
I know it's
like, bro. I got it. All
right. Okay. Why should I worry?
Why should I worry? Why should I care? That is from Oliver.
No, it's five O's.
I don't know.
It's O-O-O-O-O. Try everything. Zootopia. It's the opening lines. Yeah. And finally, Trials and Tribulations. Swim the Princess and the Frog?
No.
I've had my share. It's almost there. All right, and that's going to be it. Right. Let's go through and add up these scores.
I don't think it's going to
be right for you.
It's going to go for me. I'm just going to bask in my glory. Why should I worry? Because you lost.
Why should I care?
I don't.
This is why I keep you around, because you know all this stuff.
I struggled for most of that game.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
All right, so.
Watch me lose. Well, I mean, you. There was some sketchy scoring going on over there.
Well, the points are made up. Points don't matter. What's that?
The points aren't made up, and the points don't matter.
Points are made up. Points don't matter. What's it from? Come on, I know you know this. Drew Carey.
Whose line is it anyway?
Yep, that is correct. You lose.
You think I watch game shows?
It's a show that's been like for decades. And then decades before that as a British show.
I was watching Family Feud. And that would be
fun. That would be a Family Feud.
All right, so you guys got your items that you wagered?
Yeah, you want to set up Family Feud for us?
All right, so now you guys were pretty confident.
We were.
So now, who do you... That's not how that works. No, and you're right. Gorn won by a lot.
Yeah,
I'm sure he did. Thanks
for the Wally bracelet. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. It even kind of matches your Gorn shirt a little bit. Yeah. Yellow and black. Yeah, its final score was 66-42.
Ooh. And now I get all Ethan's credit card information as well.
Nice. Nice. You're buying lunch.
Guess who gets to pay that bill?
You.
You.
66-41.
Yeah.
Who won?
Dude,
I literally just said you did.
Oh. Sorry, I'm not allowed to hear it again. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for coming on. This was actually a lot of fun. This obviously settled. Well, we may have to like figure something out so I can get that back.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, buy it off. How much you think it's worth?
You know what? Your credit card.
I mean, you know what? The more important question is more, how much does he think it's worth?
Yeah. I know what it's worth. So, I mean, I can just deactivate it. It's not a big deal. Legitimately worthless.
Well, can you
other than we see that after January?
Yeah. I mean, there's a, you guys aren't fans of The Simpsons, but there is a Simpsons episode where Krusty the Clown goes to sell his daughter's violin and they go, financially, it's worth nothing, but the sentimental value is off the charts. So, yeah.
Well, Ryan, thank you very much for coming on the show. This was a lot of fun. We appreciate you doing this. And obviously, you know, not a big Disney fan, but I'm sure,
yeah,
just knowing you, you enjoy learning about stuff. So this probably was a lot of fun for you.
I ended up buying like a book about Polynesian culture. What it's about, like learn, you know, the whole like they're navigating and everything called, you know, We the Navigators. I, you know, learned a lot. It was fun.
Very cool.
Well, if I was gonna do this again, I would definitely streamline it a little bit, not be so varied.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it. It was all over the place, though. We got a little Star Wars, a little Marvel,
a little Disney. I didn't want to give either one of you any sort of advantage. And even the one that I thought was going to be an advantage for one of you didn't end up being used. Actually, when I look at it, the Wookiee did better than the Wolf in the musical department, which is not what I expected.
No degree or anything.
To be fair, his degrees in communication has nothing to do with Disney.
That's very true.
Yeah,
that is very true. Well, Wolfpack, thank you so much for joining us this week. We appreciate the time that you always spend with us. And as always, be kind, wash your hands, and we will
see you real soon.
Yes, we will.
Wolfpack, I hope you enjoyed the show. Obviously, I am very disappointed in my own outcome, but wicked excited for Mr. Wookiee. He did a great job. He really is full of Disney knowledge. He's got he really started to pull away with all the Hercules questions that came about, and I was honestly very impressed. So at the end of the day, congratulations, Mr. Wookiee. It's not normally I have to say that, but you were indeed the better of the two of us in terms of this particular matchup. So congratulations. Wolfpack, we've got some big things happening over the course of the next few weeks. Pay attention to us. We're going to be moving some things around, and we're going to be we're going to have a whole new look for the most part. So I just want everyone to be sort of prepared for that, because we've got some big things coming. We're really excited for the direction that we're heading in. As always, you can check us out Monday night. We do a Mando Monday with our friend Mark Valentine. So please take a few minutes to go check that out. I think you know, not only do we rehash the show, but we also take just a few moments to sort of give our honest opinions, and we sort of look ahead and we try to figure out where the direction of this show is going. And so far, I would say, you know, between the three of us, we've had some pretty good hypotheses that have come to fruition in several of these episodes. So I definitely think we've got a pretty good grip on that. And it's just a lot of fun. We sit down with Mark every Monday and talk Mando with him. And, you know, we're just, as you know, Ryan and I are just big fans of this series and big fans of Star Wars. So it's definitely fun to get another voice to sort of talk about that. So if you're not already, definitely go check us out on the Disney Life podcast, Monday night live show. Every night on Monday at 8:30, we pop on with him. I also want to just take a few more minutes here to, you know, just simply say, if you aren't already, you know, go over and follow his page. He puts it together just a really awesome, you know, community. And it's definitely one that we have found ourselves hanging out at quite a bit. So definitely come hang out with us there. And last but not least, I also just want to simply say thank you again to Walt's Apartment. We were on his show. Their show, I should say. It's not just Sean's or Sean's. but we had a great time over at Walt's Apartment podcast on Wednesday. Mr. Wookie went over the most recent episode during that week. And I got to show off my vocal chops again, which is always fun for me. So at the end of the day, Wolfpack, as always, please remember to be kind, wash your hands, and we will see you real soon.